Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. My fellow Americans, you wouldn't believe what's going on in the world. We'll tell you all about it on your favorite hard-hitting radio talk show syndicated by your favorite radio networks. By the way, this is the broadcast for November 25th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two. Our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant and the solution to the problems we face in this grand old republic. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be live on Thanksgiving Day. How do you like them apples? Yeah, well, you're putting together that apple strudel, putting together that pumpkin pie, getting on that turkey. By the way, I got a ripping turkey roaster yesterday on a special deal. I'm going to give it to somebody as a gift. I just haven't found out who. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Kirk Crosby's on the road. We'll get to him in mere minutes. In the meantime, I got a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday, brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com or 877-987-9829. That's 877-987-9829. Now, we talked about gas is below $2 a gallon in many places around the country and will be so for Thanksgiving. The current average is $2.09 per gallon. More Americans are traveling now than, well, have done so since the recession started. So that's, what do you say, good news? Too many distracted drivers, though. There's more fatalities on the road. That's the bad news piece. Is Black Friday really worth the hype? Asks KSL Radio. They don't know. They're not sure. I'm telling you, absolutely not. It's not worth the hype. Think more about people than things, would you please? Do you want less drugs? Try more hugs, says Dr. Norm Schilly. Amen to that. By the way, he talks about the human touch and how important it is. Sure, there's sometimes inappropriate touching, but set that aside for a second. Know that that's wrong, but focus on touching. You know what? Human touch is a wonderful thing and blesses lives, and believe it or not, heals people. Republican presidential candidate Rand Paul pushes back on calls for more surveillance. Good for him. Yes, we should follow people who are at risk. Should we talk to their neighbors and friends? Of course we should. Should we talk to them in their imams or mosques? Of course we should. Sure, all that's legitimate, but should we have a database of mosques? Absolutely not, says Rand Paul. Paul proposes that the United States temporarily stops issuing visas to anyone coming from a country that had a high risk or likelihood of terrorism, and we propose a waiting list for visas on everyone. He still does not support U.S. troops to take the fight to ISIS in the Middle East, arguing that toppling dictators really gives rise to chaos and the rise to radical Islam. Well, you know what? Rand Paul's right for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, except no politician is mentioning this reality. If we have visas being issued all over the world by countries, those visas are issued based on state ID cards or federal ID cards or Social Security numbers or passports or whatever. In a sense, you've got a de facto database built all across the United States already. And it's sad to me that we're going to say we can't create a list of mosques like Trump says, but you can create a list of every American with a forced database entry Social Security number right when they're born. When I was a kid, they didn't give you a Social Security number until you had to go to work. Now they want to do it at birth. Is that a national database tracking system? Yes, it is. And when you start talking about E-Verify and other databases, don't they already have that? So let me get this right. You can have illegals on an E-Verify database to check them, make sure that they're legally in America, but yet you're not allowed to. I don't get it. Should a religious test apply to immigration? Well, Barack says no, kind of making you believe that it would be unconstitutional. In that, Barack deceives people because they don't know their Constitution well enough. The truth is, there is a religious rejection when it comes to a test in the Constitution for elected officials. In other words, you as a person can have your own test if you want to, a religious litmus test, if you will, but the government can't, or the nation can't. There can't be a bar set that way. The goal is to prevent elected officials to come from one religion and mandate that on the rest of us. But now Barack twists that and makes you believe you can't have a religious test or a litmus test for people to enter the country, which is dead wrong. He's a liar. It isn't true. But individuals can have a litmus test if they want, Look, I can say I'm not going to vote for someone if they're not a Christian. Nobody can stop me. This is America, not China. The nation can't have a litmus test. I agree. The nation can't have a religious bar set, but I personally can, and so can you. And so can we as a nation if we so choose. Now, I'm not saying that we should necessarily. I'm making the point that Barack's deceiving you. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we had our guest on, Mr. Jim Clymer of the Constitution Party, well-known constitutional attorney as well at constitutionparty.com. We talked about homegrown. People are moving next to the farm. That's a pretty cool news story. We also talked about the group patrols Arizona borders for terrorists. It's kind of like the Minutemen. Good news. And we talked about a bunch of other things. We talked about the Constitution parties. It wasn't a convention. It was more of a leadership committee meeting where they made a lot of decisions. They've got some folks pondering becoming the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. I joked and said that Kurt Crosby should sign up and do that. I still think that might be a good idea. Maybe Kurt ought to be president. What do you think? Would you vote for Kurt Crosby, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Anyway, the battle rages on. That's a recap of the show that took place yesterday. It is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We got to rifle through a bunch of stories today, sir. And the first one starts out and says this. Chicago braces as video of shooting is released. Do you know about this story, Kurt?
No, I don't.
All right, a teenager was shot by the cops like 16 times.
Oh, that's a bunch.
This happened a year ago, Kurt.
All right.
There were like 7 cops there. Nobody else shot even a single round except for this one cop went absolutely psychotic crazy.
Ooh.
And all witnesses, evidence shows that it was a flat-out murder, so the cop is charged with murder. Here's the problem that I have with it. I'm not sure why the video was released. They say it's a chilling video. They say it's very disturbing to watch. And now they're all on high alert in Chicago because there's protesters everywhere. For the most part, the protesting has been peaceful, which is good news. But the bad news is, why release this and take a chance? Now, you would say, well, because, Sam, we have transparency. And my response is, okay, but here's the problem. The family of Mr. McDonald, that's the teenager that's killed now, the family of Mr. McDonald, which has opposed the video's release, issued a statement through its attorneys calling for calm. No one understands the anger more than us, says the family. But if you choose to speak out, we urge you to be peaceful. Now listen, don't resort to violence in our son's name, Kurt. Now listen, let his legacy be better than that. Now, I don't get the reason to release the video if the family doesn't want it released, Kurt, and if they're calling for calm.
Yep.
They get the problem. They know this was wrong. There's accountability for the police officer. He's being charged with murder. That's all good. What value does it serve to release the video, Kurt?
As far as I can see, you know, it's only meant to incense the rabble-rousers, you know. And, you know, I mean, there are people who really do want crises and problems and, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's how we lose many of our freedoms when they see those things. Then they say, hey, we've got to change these laws because of these problems. And that's, you know, part of this plan, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's kind of the reason that I'm bringing this whole thing up. Look, these are quotes from the family. The family's saying, you know what, we're angry about this, too. This should have never happened. This kid should not be dead. Now, let's be very clear. Is this kid just a good, you know, Boy Scout slash religious, you know? No, the kid was kind of a thug, okay? But he sure didn't deserve to get shot 16 times by a belligerent cop.
Nope.
However, let's talk about justice done. And what is justice? And when does it make sense? And when have we gone far enough? And what are we doing? When are we helping? And when are we not? And we'll talk about it, okay? Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. What is it, Thanksgiving Eve Day?
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so the guy's name is Lagwin McDonald. That's the kid that's dead's name. He was a teenager. Jason Van was the cop that shot him in Chicago. It was in October 2014, so it was a little over a year ago, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the criticism is that it took him so long to release the video. And the criticism is that the cop was too harsh and flat out murdered this kid. I agree with the harsh criticism about the murder. It's wrong. The cop was out of control. I don't know what the deal was, but the cop's just over the top. The proof is none of the other cops even fired a single shot. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. But again, this is about getting the rogue agents, the bad apples, out of the mix. And I commend the police department for calling this a murder. because it was. But I also have a humble respect for the family. Okay, they say no one's more angry than we are. They have the right to be angry, but they're absolutely, in my opinion, acting appropriately. They're saying, you know what? If you choose to speak out, please do so peacefully. Don't let our son's name go down as a protester. Don't be violent here. Folks, let our son's name be better than that. Now, think about if Michael's family had that attitude. Releasing the video a year later, I don't know what good it does. Except it aggravates. It creates angst. The chilling abuse is beyond imagination. But the release of the video showing the fatal shooting on Tuesday of the black teenager by the white police officer. See how everything in that smacks of division, smacks of what good's going to come from it? What value is there? So we can see how evil and abusive the police are. Well, you can articulate that as the mayor of Chicago or the police chief of Chicago and say this was wrong. It was a murder. You know what? He will be severely dealt with. Okay? But I don't get in any way the value. But in the early morning hours, protesters led and followed by clusters of police officers marched to the streets of Chicago. Now, they blocked intersections, chanting outside a police station and along a major road to the city's largest highways. They unfurled a banner that says death at the hands of the police. The night of protests followed murder charges of the officer, Jason Van Dyke. Okay? Now, I don't get the value, Kurt, at all. I don't get that. What's the value, Kurt? You want to add to that? What could be accomplished by releasing the video? The only thing that I can think they could say is, well, we released it. There's no hidden agenda here. But if you charge the cop with murder, if the other cops that were there swear a statement saying this cop was out of control, we didn't even fire a single bullet, what more do you want than murder charges against a cop that went out of control? I mean, you can't stop him. It's already done. But I don't get a single value that the video plays in terms of it being released. Do you, Kurt? Now, I'm usually for transparency, but I'm saying I don't understand when you call a cop, hey, you murdered someone, you're going now to trial for murder. Nobody else fired a shot. The evidence is against you. We've had a year of internal investigations, and we now call the cop a murderer. The family says, please don't release the video. Why would you do that, and what could you possibly gain? Can you think of a single redeeming item, Kurt?
I really can't, and I've been searching the best I could, but I don't see it, you know?
Okay, and it's first-degree murder charges, Kurt.
Yep.
I don't understand. I don't see a value in any way. First-degree murder charges is pretty bold. What kind of accountability do you want here? The family says don't result to violence in Lagwin's name. Let his legacy be better than that. No one understands the anger more than we do. But if you speak out, please be peaceful. Please don't release this video. I don't know that the family could behave in a better manner, Kurt. Now, I'm not telling you this family's perfect. I don't even know them.
No, but they sure sound good.
But they sure lay out, in my opinion, the peaceful way that kind, forgiving, appropriate adults would behave, Kurt, without a doubt. Why can't we take a page out of that blue book and find a way for healing? We should be going to religious groups and having vigils, candlelight vigils in his name, for peace. And we should be welcoming those police officers that did not fire their weapons and say, you know what? Thank heavens we could get a bad apple gone. Thank heavens we could set the standard in America, in the center of our nation, to say if you are a criminal, you will be accountable, cop or not. Where's the chance to redeem the police in this, but yet hold those accountable? Was what was done wrong? Absolutely. But I'm not going to blame it on the cops. You had 1 out of 7 or whatever it is. Maybe it was one out of eight. It's hard to say. They say seven cops were there. I'm not sure if it means he was one or there were seven that didn't fire their weapons. I'd have to study it. But it doesn't matter. The point is, one out of seven or one out of eight, Kurt? In other words, 15%, we've always kind of said that 10, 15, 20, 30% of the cops may be on power trips. But a very small percentage of cops are really evil. Some of them may be a little bit aggressive. Sadly, they're trained that way. We got to change that. We got to move towards de-escalation training without a doubt, Kurt. No doubt the cops are out of control and too hardcore to the people. I get that. You see videos of it all over the nation. It's a fact. But I agree a lot with David A. Clark Jr. that, you know what, it's not as bad as we think it is. Think how many million man hours go into police work every day. And you know what, every, you know, couple of times a week you see a problem. I don't think that we've really uncovered a new problem. I think we've just found out a way to have video everywhere and document it. But nevertheless, I'm not justifying that behavior. It's wrong. It's got to stop. But I am saying we got to be fair about this. Why don't we use this as a chance to say, hey, if you are a police officer that is a thug, you will be vetted and accountable. And we're starting by charging this cop with flat-out first-degree murder. Think what healing you could bring to the nation if Brock would go to Chicago, supposedly his home state. Now, I debate that, but, you know, there you go. Anywhere to say something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here as President of the United States to say how evil this first-degree murder was. However, this cop is innocent until we prove him guilty of murder, number one. Number two, we're going to hold everyone in America accountable. You perform a heinous act. I don't care if you are a cop or who you are. We will hold you accountable. And why don't we use this as a way to divide the good from the bad, a way to reject the evil and embrace the good, a way to respect and support the family, a way to call for peace, a way to say don't resort to violence here in our son's name. That's what the family wants. We're filing first-degree murder charges against the officer, Jason Van Dyke, in the shooting of this teenager, Lagwin McDonald, 17 years old. Kurt, am I confused, or would that just be the best way you could provide healing? And Barack's just blatantly absent, Kurt. But yet, when it was the Michael, what's that guy's name? Who's the other guy in Ferguson? Michael, oh, shoot. Can't remember his last name, for goodness sakes. Hopefully, Kurt will help me find it.
The bottom line is that just, it's two things.
Yeah, you got to move somewhere and get a better signal. You're breaking up. But anyway, all I'm saying is, wouldn't that be a legacy? Wouldn't that be a way to heal? It seems to me that we could really make a difference here.
Mm-hmm.
But the opportunity is lost. Oh, it's Michael Brown. Yeah. Michael Brown and Ferguson, okay? Anyway, all I'm telling you is, what an opportunity missed.
Yeah.
And the family is providing the lead, the fundamental unit of society. All I'm telling you is, there can be healing in America, folks, that starts with common sense people. While everybody else is trying to rebel rouse and, you know, make this more than it is, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby are pleading with the family for peace. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton's in the news, Kurt. And I guess she made a huge faux pas. You can't do that. You can't call an illegal immigrant illegal. If you do, you will receive the wrath. And Hillary somehow made this mistake, Kurt. She should know better. Here's the news from Salem Radio News. We'll talk about it. Ready?
Well, they may be in the country illegally, but don't call them illegal immigrants, as candidate Hillary Clinton just found out.
Hillary Clinton did, and now the Democratic presidential candidate is having to apologize for the politically incorrect slip. She calls her use of the term illegal immigrants a poor choice of words, and she pledges not to use it again. Clinton was asked about her use of the term during a Facebook question and answer session.
What? Do you realize what just happened, Kurt? Now she is not allowed to call an illegal immigrant an illegal immigrant. And she had to apologize. Now, to me, she should pull a Donald Trump here, Kurt.
Yeah, but she's not going to do that.
She should. They used to say go postal back in the day when they had that, you know, Go Postal video game that was like, shoot everybody, Go Postal meant go crazy on somebody. I'm telling you right now, Trump is the latest way to do that. She needs to go Trump on him, Kurt.
That's just not Hillary-esque, though.
You're right, but what? Let's do this again.
Well, they may be in the country illegally, but don't call them illegal immigrants, as candidate Hillary Clinton just found out.
They may be illegal, but don't call them illegal?
Yeah.
Kurt, who's setting the state? Who's setting this narrative? We can't hear you. You got to talk into your phone more.
Well, you're right on
there. You
target,
go,
Sam.
Who sets this standard or this? What the heck? Who decides this, Kurt?
Yep.
Do you know?
Great point. Well, it's the news media.
That's right.
You know, the people like that that tell them who can say what and who can't say things. That's what's going on.
So I typed in Hillary called them illegal.
Yeah.
In the Google. Now, Hillary calling them illegal is a poor choice of words. NBC News. So, Kurt, you nailed it. It's the media. doing this. The media could laugh and go, are you crazy? We're not reporting it that way.
That's right.
Now listen, the next story. Hillary Clinton vows to stop calling undocumented immigrants illegal, Huffington Post.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton pledges to not use term illegal immigrants again. The Guardian. Clinton admits calling illegals was a poor choice of words. MSNBC. Now, it goes on. The whole media is in lockstep for this, Kurt. Hillary Clinton vows to stop calling undocumented. And it goes on. Everybody's talking about it over the last day and a half. Hillary Clinton pledges not to use term illegal immigrants. Okay. Hillary Clinton apologizes to Hispanics. Daily Mail. People have to stop employing illegal immigrants, Clinton said. Hillary called out for saying the words illegal immigrants, the Daily Caller. Now, Kurt, it's everywhere. There is a lockstep narrative, and you nailed it, Kurt. Who's the cause? The media. They could laugh and pull a Donald Trump in 2 seconds and go, are you off your rocker? We don't care if you call her out on this. You're a whack. These people are illegal. Hillary called out during Facebook chat for using the words illegal immigrants. Now, who did the calling out? Right? It was a campaign event. New Hampshire, poor choice of words. Clinton was asked, listen carefully, about her remarks by activist, an immigration activist, Jose Antonio Vargas, during a question and answer session on Facebook. So a journalist calls her out, and now the whole mainstream press sets this narrative. They perpetuated on, what do they call this thing, Telemundo? Is that what it's called, Kurt, the Spanish network? I don't know how to say Telemundo. Is that right? You referred to illegal immigrants as in an offensive term, which the leaders and the media have abandoned for years. Vargas began. I am asking all the presidential candidates to recognize that words matter. I want you to commit to not use the term illegal when referencing, listen, the undocumented population. Will you make that commitment? He asked Hillary. Kurt, you nailed it. Absolutely crazy. And Hillary went along. Here's the problem. When they say leaders have quit using these words, it's almost as if Hillary made this snafu so that then she'll commit to it. And then they can start to push these other Republican candidates like a Donald Trump, like a Ted Cruz, like a Rand Paul, to try to not use the term illegal. Because if you can take illegal out of the discussion, Kurt, then you ruin almost the whole argument against them being here. The reason you and I are against them being here is not that they have a different colored skin, not that they speak a different language, not because they have different cultural norms, but because it is illegal. It is against, I'm going to say it again, it is against the law. But if they can take that word illegal out of the vocabulary, Kurt, then they can control the narrative. That's what this is about. And the mainstream press, in bed with top bureaucrats who want to change the game with illegal, I'm going to say it again, illegal, I'm going to say it one more time, against the law, illegal immigration, then they win. Kurt, you want to comment on this? This is serious. It seems like it's a nothing story because it's about Hillary and she makes mistakes all the time. This is a what am I going to call it? It's an end game agenda to force the change in the narrative by making certain words, do I dare say illegal to use? You can't use the word illegal. It would be illegal. Not literally illegal, but morally illegal. And therefore, you can set this moral narrative that changes the whole discussion. So if they're undocumented, Kurt, all we got to do is document them. No problem. Piece of paper is all it is. Doesn't matter. And they're trying to force the acceptance of, what's that term called, Kurt, for these illegals? They want to give them, what's the status? What's that called? Are you there, Kurt? I think we lost Kurt. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back on the next break here. They want to give this status, let them into America, just no problem, no harm, no foul kind of an idea. I can't remember the term for that. But where do we go from here? Unless we have a Trump and a Cruz and a Rand Paul all stand up against this, they are going to change the narrative. And we won't be able to really stop it. We won't be able to stop it, folks. This is a serious, serious issue. Clinton calling immigrants illegal was a poor choice of words, and she's so sorry. And nobody can use that term illegal anymore if they had their way at the mainstream press in bed with leaders of what? The immigration movement? Of the illegal movement? Leaders of the illegal movement in bed with high-level politicians, in bed with the media, are forcing a narrative down our throats, making certain words untouchable with an agenda. Oh, amnesty was the word I was looking for, right? Amnesty. They want to grant amnesty with this. They want a de facto amnesty by Barack Obama's, quote, executive orders. And then they want to back it by making these words, well, you just can't use them. I mean, you can't use the N-word. You also can't use the I word. You got that? I mean, you can't call these people illegal. You can't. And so they're changing the whole narrative. And the whole reason that we're against it isn't because of their race. They want to call us racist, but it isn't true. We don't like the illegal status. We don't like people crossing our borders without being first vetted. First, a background check. Secondly, rules of entrance is what I would call them. You got to learn English. You got to be able to communicate in the tongue of America. You've got to understand certain principles about how America works to be a citizen. All right. We're going to leave this contentious issue and talk about chicken salad, okay? Chicken salad, ladies and gentlemen. You like that? You don't like this chicken salad. I'm telling you right now, it comes from Costco. Look out. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use talk show.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone.
That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we lost Kurt Crosby. He's back now. He's on the road, ladies and gentlemen. He's out of the studio for Thanksgiving, so it's good he's with family. It's bad the call drops. We've got to get better phone connectivity in America, that's for sure. Anyway, I'm telling you that they want to use this issue to promote amnesty. And what they want to do is they want to try to control the debate on immigration by making the word, quote, illegal, the I word. It's kind of like the N word. I mean, you use the word illegal and you're like a racist, you're a hater, you're evil. Clinton calling immigrants illegal was a poor choice of words, they say. Now, I think we need to go off on this, Kurt, because really what they want to do is they want to grant amnesty to, what, 15, 20 million illegals? And they want to basically change the game. You and I don't dislike them. We just want the law to be upheld. We're a nation of laws. But if you're not allowed to say the word illegal, Kurt, then you're not allowed to really make your argument anymore, are you? That's their end game, isn't it?
You're exactly right, and that's, you know, that's how freedom of speech works. You can say certain things as long as they're approved, you know, but if they're not, then, you know, freedom of speech doesn't work for that.
And on one hand, we don't want to really talk too much about this issue because we don't want to give Hillary a bunch of airtime. At the same time, though, Kurt, when you have high-level immigration advocates in bed with high-level politicians, in bed with the media, and they're trying to change the whole narrative. I mean, how can Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump make their points if we can't discuss the illegality of these people and of the situation? How can we see? That's the problem. All right.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We need to push hard on this, just like we do on anything when we can't, you know, use our freedoms of speech.
It's kind of like saying, you know what, you can't use the word homeschool when talking about education.
That's right.
Oh, well, you know, can you say school at home? So where do you go? How do you advocate for parental control of education if you can't talk about homeschool or choices? See, that's what they're trying to do here, and we cannot let them get away with it. Somebody needs to go crazy on this, but nobody will. Nobody will stand up at all. They'll just melt down, cave. All right. I guess there's chicken salad from Costco, Kurt, that has E. coli in it.
Ooh.
At least 19 people may have been affected, says Reuters, and they've now taken the salad off the sales list. They're not selling it at Costco anymore. They're not making it, and they're trying to find out the ingredients that caused the outbreak. It's a tragedy. Don't eat chicken salad from Costco. It's not chicken salad that you get in the refrigerator. It's chicken salad that you buy like at the counter, like where the pizza is and all that kind of stuff. Don't eat it, Kurt. 19 people have been affected already. So I know you love salads. I just want to warn you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Because I want you to travel. I don't want you to get E. coli, though.
Good point.
Now, all right, Kurt brought up this incredible story headline, and I'm quoting the headlines because Kurt doesn't have notes in front of him. He's trying to drive down the road. IRS auditors target wealthy taxpayers to get best return on investment, says the Washington Times, Kurt.
Wow.
Let me say that headline again and then let you go off on this. IRS auditors target wealthy taxpayers so they can get the best return they can on their investment of auditing. In other words, we're only going after those who we can really get a bunch of money from. Now, here's what they say. Tea Party targeting may be out, but wealth targeting is still very much in vogue at the IRS. Kurt?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's what you do. It's like Chuck Carter used to say, you can't do business with people that don't have any money. And in this case, you know, you got people that, hey, they got money, and so that's where the IRS is going after, right?
Exactly right. Now, here's the details. While the average taxpayer faces less than a 1% chance of being audited in 2014, those who make over 200 grand have a 1 in 4 chance of being audited, and the higher the rate of income, the higher the likelihood of an audit. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Those of at least 10 million have a 1 in 4 chance. So the average taxpayer, though, faces a less than 1% chance, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Well, I guess those who had a $200,000 or more had twice that rate, and if you had $10 million, then it was 1 in 4. So they say they want to go after the people that make the most money because those are the people that want to hide money, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now listen carefully for this example. Every hour spent auditing a taxpayer with $5 million in income, you know what? They find $4,500 of money.
Yeah.
Owed money, if you will. But if you audit somebody, Kurt, making 200 grand, it only, you know, makes $605 an hour. And it drops down from there. So there you have it, Kurt.
There you go.
But here's the problem. We're no closer to getting rid of the evil IRS, Kurt.
Well, damn, it makes us money.
Now they say the Justice Department
to make money, right?
The Justice Department says that the IRS showed poor decision making, Kurt, but declined to pursue criminal charges against the agency.
Really? Shot.
Yes, sir. It was just poor, you know, judgment, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's all. Sorry about that. You know, kind of like Hillary using the word illegal. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done it. Okay. I know. But I look at this and I say, we're no closer to getting rid of the IRS. Where's the absolute outrage by the American people to say, you know what? This is going to stop. No wonder people can't create jobs in America, Kurt.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
You make much money and grow your business, and the thugs are after you like fleas on a dog. But it's crazy. But yet we just sit back and go, golly, I got a better tax plan than you do, Kurt. My tax plan is going to save everybody. I'm going to get rid of the IRS and then the qualifier as we know it, which means I'm not really going to get rid of it. I'm just going to make you believe I am, but really I'm just going to make it like patterned after my opinions, not yours. Or my party's agenda, not yours. That's all. What do you mean get rid of the IRS as we know it? That doesn't mean really get rid of it, does it, Kurt?
No.
See? And that's what all these politicians are doing. Isn't that what Rand Paul's saying, Kurt?
Well, he's, you know, the last time I heard it was like a 14%, you know, tax plan or whatever. But, you know, at least to me, it's time to remember that we're on the Titanic and we've got to not run it into the, you know, iceberg again.
Now, there's another article in the news, Kurt, that is kind of along the same lines, but it's kind of different. Headline, let's see. I'm trying to find this thing because it's Oh, they're trying to rewrite the rules on political behavior, Kurt.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean like if somebody says illegal immigrant, illegal alien, they got to rewrite that?
We're not going to let you do that, Kurt.
That's right. That's right. Hillary said it. It's a bad move by Hillary. It'll make some people upset. All those criminals will be upset.
All right. This next headline says inversions to divert tax dollars undermine USA's reputation. This is a special for USA Today, Kurt. It's a big old long story. But they say the inability of Congress to function comes in many forms. Boy, is that true. Now, they talk about this $160 billion merger of these two drug companies. That's why they call it an inversion to divert tax dollars. Okay? And basically, they say these two companies merged to get rid of the tax liability. And so what they're doing is they're merging these two companies so they can go offshore and so they can, you know, pay less taxes. Like the top tax rate in America, 39%, while in Ireland is 5%.
Yep. And this goes right along with that previous story, Sam, you know, on the IRS thing. When we basically run off our people that basically make jobs, and that's exactly what this does, then we shouldn't be surprised when there are no jobs, right?
Yeah, and so now you got politicians criticizing these companies, saying they're trying to avoid taxes, and the company fires back and says, wait a minute, this is a global world. Don't you understand global rules? Why won't you follow global rules? The fact is, in the economy today, we have to do this. If politicians are serious about stopping this from happening, it's simple. They could come together and get corporate tax reform done if they want to stop this immediately, virtually, Kurt, but they won't. They can't. They're just too dysfunctional. And that's why I say we're not doing anything about this, Kurt, except for complaining. Right?
Yeah, good point. You know, the only one I've heard say really anything about it on the campaign and stuff like that was Trump, that I can remember.
And Rand Paul said some about it, too, but you're correct.
About bringing the money home?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right. If politicians are serious about stopping this drain of economic resources, they would come together and finally get tax reform done, but don't hold your breath, they say. That's the story. Wow. All right, we got a whole lot more news. The networks refuse to use hour one of the can, hour two coming up. You can turn any phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, 712-432-5339 to listen. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio, unique columnist content, and more, all at your fingertips, free. But if you want to participate in the solutions, click on Help Us Grow. We are syndicated via RepublicBroadcasting.org and LibertyNewsRadio.com and your favorite radio station. This nation shall endure.